Lonely.
Hello and welcome to Dirty Laundry with Naomi for now and Besten for now, because we actually said on last week's show that we need to clear the air on who Pinky is and who the brain is.
Because elephant in the room.
Because Besten's been claiming that he's not Pinky, and I disagree. Because clearly I'm the brains of this operation.
Clearly. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Not that I'm insulting you or anything, but we decided we're going to ask a few people. And beforehand, we agreed that regardless of what the people say, we are going with what the people say. Besten, do you agree? No, Besten. We agreed, and I have proof from last week's show.
Yes,
you can't
change
it now. You agreed. Okay, so we have 6 voice notes from 6 different people, and they're just gonna let us know who they think Pinky should be or who they think the brain should be.
All right,
so we are gonna do a very honest review regardless of how we feel, and we're just gonna hear what the people have to say, and we will go with what the people have to say.
Yes, I'm sure the people have.
Yo, this is a tricky one, because Brain was short and he was intelligent, and Pinky was tall and he was dumb. It's a tricky one, because you both intelligent, none of y'all are dumb, so I really think you guys be...
Okay, I'm going to pause it there. I don't think it's got anything to do with intelligence or anything. We're just doing it for the name. So you agree, right? It's not about intelligence or anything. But let's hear what he has to say. Wow, Besten! Wow!
Jokes HD. Wow.
Oh, wow. Let us hear what he has to say.
You guys be brains and not the Pinky, you know? So, yeah, Besten is Pinky with the brain, and you the brain with the brain, basically. I know it's funny, but yeah.
Okay, so far we have 1 Pinky for Besten and 1 brain for Naomi. Besten, how do you feel?
I don't know why this guy didn't just go all the way and speak like his heart told him to.
He spoke from the bottom of his heart. Moving on to the next one.
Okay, well, this is, first of all, like, from what I remember, Pinky was actually the smart one, and the brain kind of just stole Pinky's ideas and then used it for himself, and then he acted as the smart one. So, I mean, we've got to take that into consideration. Now, please note, I'm not calling anyone dumb. I'm not accusing you of stealing each other's ideas. You're both my friends, okay? But if I had to say, I'd say that Naomi is Pinky and Besten is the brain. I feel like Naomi is a little bit more organized and a little bit more, I don't want to say, maybe focus. I don't know what words to use. And I feel like she would probably be a little bit more the brains of the operation than Besten. Please, Besten, don't hate me. Don't hate me. But yeah, I would say that Naomi is Pinky and Besten is the brain. Yeah.
That one is confusing, because
very confusing.
She said that I'm the brains of the operation, but then she said that I'm Pinky.
I don't know. I can't really make it out of that one exactly, like who's who. But I think if I were to make an expert opinion,
oh,
I'm the
please.
Brain here.
Oh, please. You know what?
Stroke PhD once more.
Did you not hear her? Like, do you want me to play it back for you where she said, I am the brains of this operation? But it's fine, because she still also said that I'm Pinky. So that's now 1 Pinky for Besten, 2 Pinkies for me.
Okay.
No, it's yes. What? Wait, so we listened to 2 people, right? So the first one, yes, so 2 Pinkies for me, because he said I'm Pinky. Or did he say, no, he said I'm the brain.
Well, the first one gave us both 1 Pinky, 1 brain, pretty much. I don't know, like, yeah, the first one was kind of even, if I can say.
But then he said that I'm the brain and you pinky.
He didn't go all the way, hey?
But I he said that I am pinky and you're... No, he said I'm the brain and you're pinky.
I am going to play just the last bit.
Okay.
Just towards
the end. Because you both intelligent, none of y'all are dumb. So I really think you guys be brains and not the pinky, you know? So yeah, best thing is pinky with the brain and you the brain with the brain, basically.
I'm the brain with the brain. I'm the brain with the brain.
But he mentioned brain also in me, but you are speaking.
Whatever, I'm moving right along. Right. So we're sitting
We're
still in a tie. Okay.
All right.
Next one.
I think from my personal opinion, with the very little knowledge I have of the pinky and the brain.
Why are people making this so technical? Like, they should have just picked the name without the background of anything.
You know, a lot of thought needs to go into this. Okay,
okay, true, because this is going to be permanent.
Exactly. Yeah. Life changing here.
Very life changing.
You name your children.
Okay.
The brain would have to be DJ Chad. I mean, Best.
Okay.
And for obvious reasons, the head. You know, it's because it's got the head like the brain would have, and you and
they say you have a big head.
The other presenter would be pinky, because I mean,
of course, similar facts to the
head.
Now you see this. There's something about this guy that just seems like he's a professional.
Please,
seems to know what he's talking about.
Moving something on about to the next one. Moving on to the next one.
Dirty laundry. I think Besson should be pink and Naomi should be brain. that's just on my what I think personally.
Facts.
This guy kind of seems like he's not really there.
Whatever. Moving on to the next one.
Hazy, kind of, probably high. Like, I don't think he's in his right mind. We're back to a tie.
Oh, I hope this doesn't end in... Oh my goodness.
What is up? It is Sash from The Shade. If you didn't get that from when I said what is up, yeah.
A whole shout out to her show. Very impressive. Because we have had other DJs on here, presenters, and they didn't even shout out their own show. That's impressive.
That is sad. But anyway.
That is so funny. So after I said that's impressive, she goes, that is sad. Wow.
It is sad trying to plug a show in during our
show. It's not. Let's move on.
So I have done much research. I went and watched a few episodes of Pinky and the Brain. I went and listened to your shows. I went and dug deep and looked into the facts. And I realized there is only
an essay. Who do you think she's going to go with? Who is Pinky and who is the brain, according to her?
I think definitely I'll be the brain here, since she's done so much research.
Okay.
No, she will find my background in this PhD, my 10 PhDs.
Oh, definitely. No. Definitely.
One way to solve this problem, it is to both... Wow, did I just say that? That was so dramatic. I built it up and then my English went out the window. Okay. It is to put both of you in a pinky and the brain contest where the pinky comes out as pinky and the brain comes out as brain. So I'm challenging you guys to test, to put it to the test. To not just state that you are pinky or that you are brain because you feel like being pinky or the brain, but that you actually... put yourselves to the test. I would be more than happy to, you know, host this test. I'm sure my fellow Shade members would be happy to do it as well. So, you know, I just think that you guys should come on The Shade and we'll test and see who is Pinky and who is the brain. Yeah, this is The Shade signing out. What is...
Literally from the moment she said hello, she literally... ran with this show.
Very impressive. Really?
So she didn't answer our question, but should we take up this offer?
You know, I think we should. I think why not?
Okay. Remember, there was an episode where you were busy jabbing at all the other shows, so this could be our moment to shine.
Right there, you know, right in their faces.
Okay, so that one is on pause. Let's listen to the next
one. I guess. I think this is getting much bigger than we thought it would be.
It really is.
Next thing, Oprah is calling us, you know, sit down with Oprah. It's a big discussion. World leaders at the UN as we make a case. It's like,
hectic.
Either one of us in the brain.
Hectic. Okay, the next person.
Hi, I think you should name Best in the Brain, and Pinky should be Naomi.
Oh, a woman of class and quality.
Wow.
Something about this lady spells elegance. You know, just something about the way she...
She's only elegant because she's agreeing with what you like.
Something about the way she...
Moving on to the next one.
The words.
Wow.
Okay, this is what I think. I think that Naomi should be Pinky, because Pinky sounds right for a girl, and the opposite for...
That's very sexist. I'm just saying.
Are you woke now?
I'm very woke in this moment.
It's just his opinion. Does he not have a right to
voice
his opinion?
His opinion is very dizzy. It's very busy. But let's listen to the rest of what he has to say.
Best in, he's a guy and the brain, you know? And brain sounds right for a guy. Yeah, that's what I think.
So he only thinks this because he's a guy and based, he thinks that that's what
based
a guy,
off of gender, yeah.
So he's basing this off of gender.
I guess, you know, every context matters in this case. You know, everything about it. You know, some people based it based off of our height. Somebody chose to use the shape of our hands. What rules?
And then we also got challenged. So because we had six people basically saying what they thought, and then Sash almost like threw us off. We're only going to decide this after we actually have a non-biased competition on The Shade where it's me versus you, because then...
How was this biased? I still think right now I have won in the meantime. Kind of
you know what? I'll give it to you. So you've won for now until but the Shade show will determine if you get to keep that title. So you can have it for now, but I'm coming for your title. I'm coming for your name.
Around my waist.
Congratulations. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Thank you. I'd like to thank my mom.
Okay.
And everyone that knows me.
Okay. I also would like to say that once I do get your title, that you should just let your mom know, and also let everyone who knows you know.
No, if a very big if, I probably stand a chance to maybe lose this title. There's no way I'd let her know, you know. She needs to just see me as the winner forever.
Okay, that's fine. We don't have to tell your mom, but everyone else who knows you, we're definitely going to tell them. Okay, so moving on to this week's topic, what do you feel like speaking about, since this is a very different show?
Well, you know, I was brainstorming, you know, I was thinking.
Brainstorming.
You know, I was like... taking like long walks of like for discovery, you know, visiting the Tibet mountains with the monks, you know, meditating for months. And I thought, you know, sometimes what we're looking for is right beneath our noses.
Wow.
You know?
Tell me more about...
Exactly. What we want is like right in front of us. And it's something we just haven't addressed. Looting. Like, you know, this has actually just been happening in our home turf, in our city. Yes, it's happening all around, you know, different provinces and stuff, but it's at home. It's at Gauteng, where we live, Johannesburg, where we're based. So, I was like, this is something we should address, you know, talk about.
We should talk about it. So for anyone who doesn't know, in the past week in some provinces in South Africa, so KZN and Gauteng, and we're currently in Gauteng, they have been, what do you call them, episodes of looting?
of the looting, the 12th season of, South Africa, the looting season.
Of course, Bestin will make a joke out of everything, but let's carry on. So there have been people who have used the ex-president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma. He went to jail because of being in contempt of court. So he was jailed for 6 months, and people weren't happy. There were people, his hometown is KZN, so the people of KZN weren't happy. At first, they were on some, no one is going to touch him, they won't arrest him type tup. And then they arrested him. He actually gave himself up. So that whole march that they did, I don't know, because they all marched to his house, basically. And were on some nobody's gonna touch him tip, but he eventually gave himself up, and people were upset that they've jailed Zuma. They were upset that Zuma is going to jail, and people started striking. But what happened is people saw this as an opportunity for criminality. So what started happening was that people who probably didn't even care about Zuma at all started displaying their anger at the fact that Zuma has gone to jail, and they started looting shops, burning shops, burning buildings. They were stealing like random things. Like, I saw a video where they were stealing like parts from a car, like a car dealership. They just broke into there, and they were literally stealing like the tires. They were stealing car parts and crazy things like that.
You see, that kind of makes sense. You know, car parts, you can resell them.
So how does that make sense? Stealing and looting is bad.
A coffin.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I also saw the coffin.
Stolen.
Yeah. They were even stealing, like, live animals. Like, you know, there's farms and stuff that have animals. They were stealing live animals.
Yeah, like nothing was off the table. Say,
nothing.
Like anything a person can fit in their hands or in their car was
people
going.
People were literally like, going to the shops with like trucks, not trucks, but like buckies. I think the Americans call it trucks, but buckies, and loading like TVs and fridges and whatever else they could load, and then driving off.
Yeah, it's actually it's been like you know, so we speak of it usually, or I speak of it usually in a lighter tone, but it's actually been pretty ridiculous and crazy.
It has.
Like, people have been going in like their masses, hundreds of people. Hey?
Yeah.
Hundreds and hundreds of people breaking into malls, supermarkets.
Whole malls, that's crazy. Like, and the sad thing about this is that the people who now worked at those malls and at those shops have lost their jobs, because most of these shops are going to be bankrupt if they didn't have insurance. Or the looters actually burnt their place of work, so they don't actually have jobs anymore.
Yeah, of course, you know, the crazy thing is it wasn't just like plain, like just stealing. They were like vandalizing these places as well, and like destroying stuff. Like, so it's actually been pretty crazy. And like, surprisingly enough, it also hit like close to where I stay.
Yeah.
A couple of blocks, probably 10 blocks or something away from where I stayed, like a furniture store that was also broken into and looted. I was like, damn.
That's so crazy. The fact that it started off as a thing for Zuma, and now it's just blatant criminality. That's what it is, like, honestly.
Jack, it makes me wonder what was the trigger. Because originally what was happening, like, people, you know, it's just like us blockading streets, you know, the kind of looting we're used to, you know, disrupting traffic, a bunch of people in town or some areas chanting, you know, placards and stuff. the usual kind of thing, you know, yeah. Looking like what do they call those pop-up bands or something, you know, like you're walking in a mold and people just break into dance kind of thing.
Wow. You know, like,
looking like a really hardcore version of that. And then I don't know who in the crowd was like, hey man, I'm kinda hungry.
Yeah.
There's a mold there. Let's just step in and grab something. Like, oh yeah, I didn't bring a wallet. Oh, neither did I. Flip. Let's just take it.
Sure.
Oh, let's not stop there. Let's just take it and then just mess up the store as well. Like, I don't know, like, what is the conversation that brought it to that?
What I don't understand is, okay, look, you're angry, right? And people were saying that the reason the looting started was because of how hard the lockdown has been on people. Lots of people have lost their jobs and they're desperate and they're hungry. So I can almost try to understand them stealing food because they're hungry, because they don't have jobs, and you know. But when you start stealing coffins and live animals, like, that's a very interesting thing now, because is it still about your hunger? Is it still about the fact that the lockdown has been hard?
I start to not think so, because if that was the case, why wasn't there any looting like a week like last month or the month before?
Because
that,
nobody was striking last month. I think they just took this opportunity now where the masses have gathered, and you're obviously not going to go loot by yourself. So they needed a push. They needed something. And that was the strike.
Yeah, they needed a scapegoat. But yeah, really, it really is just an excuse for criminals.
Yeah.
Because also, it shows kind of like a lack of foresight in the people participating in this.
Yeah.
Because this is just going to worsen the economy conditions too. The country in general, the socioeconomic conditions are just going to worsen. Because, yeah, you're going to strike. Why? There's no money, there's no jobs or whatever, right? So I'm striking because I can't get a job, so I'm just going to steal and vandalize the store to prove my point.
Yeah.
Cool, you did that. But the result of you doing that is now a business has just lost considerable income. They're going to need to make some cuts. Some expense cuts so that they can make back what you took from them.
Yeah.
The result of that is people losing jobs, cutting away some employees, some staff.
Yeah,
and also because they have less income, they can't hire.
Yeah.
They have to recover. So one, they might just move their business away from your community.
True.
Lost jobs. And also two, you've now became a proponent to the problem and created more unemployment and job losses.
Exactly.
Like, the lack of foresight is actually quite crazy, because they're doing more harm than good. Well, you know you're not doing good at that point, but your point isn't really being proven. You just make
exactly. Yeah. And another problem I had with this whole event of South Africa being on fire was that when you watched the news, or if you were on social media, you would have seen that they said the whole of South Africa was basically burning. And I know it was very bad in KZN and in some parts of Gauteng, but there's 9 provinces, right?
Yes, there are.
There's 9 provinces in South Africa, and only 2 provinces were affected. So there was a lot of fake news going around saying that basically everywhere is burning, the whole of South Africa is burning. I mean, where my sister works, she had received a phone call saying that you need to get out of that area because the area is being looted and the area is basically on fire. And the person who called to warn my sister wasn't in the area, and where my sister was super quiet. There was literally nothing, no activity at all happening there, but people were spreading so much fake news and spreading so much fear. And I also feel like the fact that they were spreading all of that was also almost allowing other people to be like, okay, let's hop onto this looting truck because it's happening all over, so let me go to my mall. And I feel like that almost made it bigger than it should have been.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, eh? Because it is the whole, also it's kind of like that group mentality.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the whole monkey see, monkey do, or even in this case, monkey hear, monkey do. Wait, that's to do Yeah, because it will lead people on, like flip, a lot of people are doing it. Yeah, so that means we can jump on, oh, this area, that means there's chaos, that means I can also use it to my advantage.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, a lot of people, as you mentioned earlier, are just using this as an excuse to be criminals, pretty much.
They really
I really think we need to take out, just my own personal opinion, the whole political thing aside completely.
Yeah, this, definitely.
People being criminals and being pretty much hooligans, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
And crazy thing is now, like, we're, like, the army deployed. It's gotten that crazy in the areas where it's happening. We have now the army being deployed to try assist, because one issue the police was facing or were facing was the sheer number of the looters. So of course they'd be overpowered, if I can say, and unable to pretty much do anything.
True. Well, look, it started quieting down towards the end of last week. And also what I've been seeing is that so many people have actually started coming together to clean up the mess, because they left such a huge mess, like such a huge mess. Because, I mean, like, people, and, you know, I feel like they wasted so much, because, like, people are out here trying to run with, like, 500 things in their hands, and then they dropped half of those things, and those things were still good. And now somebody else runs over it, and that is now wasted. So, like, the streets were filthy. The streets were horrible. There was fire. Yeah. There were burnt tires, broken glass. There was just so much destruction everywhere. And people have actually come together in different communities and have started actually cleaning up the mess that was created, and, you know, donating, like, food to KZN and to the areas that were affected, because what ended up happening was now they had a shortage of food because their shops were empty.
But even fuel was becoming an issue as well.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they were stopping all the trucks from doing any deliveries.
Yeah.
But
I guess that's kind of like, even in the darkest of hours, you know, there's always a ray of hope. This ray of hope just being there's some sensible humans out there. So not only that, there's also been in communities where people band together to protect, like, supermarkets and protect, like, malls and stuff as well. Others working with the police. And that's actually been an awesome sight to see.
It has been. It really has.
Which I feel should have been also getting as much media as...
And it hasn't. You're not seeing much of it on the news, but you're seeing it on, like, people's personal social media.
Yeah. And I don't know, man. It's kind of one gripe I have about news telling now, really, as a source of information, because it's just sensationalist. It's just mostly you spread, hey, be afraid, everything's burning, you're going to die. There's no, like, a flip side to the story. Like, hey, there are people who actually do not stand for this. There are people who are banding together to protect the community. There are people who want to give back. There are people cleaning up the streets. Like, that isn't being given any sort of attention. And that's one gripe I just have about our news telling. But there was an interview also I watched earlier on today from a confessed looter. Going on about him, he himself realizing, like, flip, this was actually messed up, what happened here, what we did here. Like, it's actually, like, him seeing the consequences of the actions and stuff. Like, after, like, so you saw the, he brought up, like, you know, you see a bunch of people going in, and you're like, everyone is doing it, so I might just as well go. And he went on, took whatever he took, but then sitting down, thinking about it, looking at the states of the place they looted after. Like, you start thinking, like, yeah, no, this actually wasn't right. Like, what happened has happened, but something like this shouldn't be happening. It shouldn't happen again. Like, but it's at least you can see there's some sense in people. which I guess also is, like, you know, you sometimes you start to hope that common sense will overtake the situation. But it's been very crazy. It's actually been very crazy. Like, you know, these 2 years, 2020, 2021, have just been some of the craziest years we've ever experienced.
Listen, I think these will go down in the history books.
I swear. I flip it, swear. Like, we even have these other monumental things happening. Who's Pinky? Who's Brain? You know? Just alongside
which
there.
Hopefully
with, like,
we'll find out in next week's show.
The presidential election scale right here.
Yeah. I'm not... We can't basically vote on this topic because we hopefully the whole world, everyone is on the same page when it comes to this. So we're not going to vote. But we do want to take this time to thank you for listening to this show. It wasn't a very... what's the word? I feel like none of our shows are lighthearted, but I feel like
this... We don't ever go political.
But this technically wasn't political. It was just...
No, it wasn't really. It's just kind of like the state of the dirty laundry right now, you know?
Yeah.
That needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
And we had to get to it at some point.
We did. And we have... You know?
And we have.
There you have it. You're very welcome. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. Reminder that you can catch Active FM on every single one of the social media platforms that are out there. If it is a social media platform, we are on it. Whether it is Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, WhatsApp, whatever it is, we are on there. And we will catch you in next week's show. That is it from Naomi and Beston. For now.
Brain. Listen and download for 7 years of good luck, guys. 7 years of good luck. Listen to our show, spread it around, get your family to listen, you know.
Yes.
You know, a good bonding exercise, you know, together as a family, just sit together, switch off the TV for a bit and play our show.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better. Listen for 7 years of good luck.
There we go. Right.
Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook
at /ActiveFM.
Ask for you and me, better days will come. come, Jesus will return. Trust is Christ when you have sinned again. If you give your life now to Jesus Christ, endless love and freedom is the price. 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 Thank you.